data centers are more important than ever before. With more and more work being done remotely, these pillars of connectivity must be secure, and it's paramount and business critical for communication and processing. So here to tell us a little bit more about that is James Scott, Principal Program Manager of Azure Sphere. So hi, James.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Can you first tell us a little bit about what you do at Microsoft?
Sure. So I'm a program manager on the Azure Sphere team. I've been working on Azure Sphere for about 4 years now, since it was an incubation in Microsoft Research. And my focus is on making the Azure Sphere platform as productive as possible for our users, so that they can quickly build new secured Internet of Things devices.
Nice. And let's get straight into it, as the title suggests. So Azure Sphere, it went GA, so general availability, February 2020, so not that long ago. To level set everyone in the audience, can you tell us a bit about Azure Sphere?
Sure, yeah. Let me tell you a bit more about it. And let me just share screen so I can just show a slide or two for the intro here. So Azure Sphere, it's a serviced Internet of Things platform from Microsoft that is secured end-to-end by Microsoft. And in order to be secure, the platform includes three elements that you can see that work together to provide that security. So the first up is Azure Sphere certified chips. So this is silicon hardware that incorporates special hardware, like a hardware root of trust and internal hardware firewalls, that are the building blocks we need to build on for security. So you can't just run Azure Sphere on any microcontroller. You have to use one of these certified chips. The second is the Azure Sphere operating system. So this is a new OS from Microsoft. It's based on a custom Linux kernel and a set of custom OS services. And this OS runs on the silicon and hosts customers' applications that run on the same core as the operating system. And they also host customer applications that run on other cores on the chip. We call those real-time cores, because the application code doesn't need to share the core with the operating system, so they can be used for real-time control of peripherals. And the third element there is the Azure Sphere Security Service. So what that does, that's an Azure-based service that we host, and it provides three main services for devices. It provides updates for the operating system and applications. It provides certificate-based authentication, and it provides failure reporting, so the errors that occur in field on devices are logged and acted upon. So in combination, these three features enable Internet of Things devices with what we call the seven properties of highly secured devices. And let me just flip over to showing those. So this is a set of properties that we believe every type of device, from a server down to a microcontroller, should have if it's connected to the internet, in order to be secured against internet-based threats.
Okay, nice one. So we've got all sorts there looking at that slide. That's I guess is one of the reasons that organizations want to use this is, I mean, we hear it quite a lot in the news. IoT can be at risk of people who aren't meant to be there getting into these devices. Is that where organizations should see Azure Sphere sit?
Yeah, can I answer that from two points of view? So first of all, there's the importance of securing your IoT devices. And then let's talk about the value that you can create with IoT. So securing IoT devices is, as I said earlier, it's just as important as securing any other type of device. We're all familiar with news stories about the consequences of poor IoT device security, such as, for example, the Mirai botnet, where a relatively simple attack turned 100,000 devices into a botnet that took down the internet for a day for a lot of people. And to share another story that's less well known, in Las Vegas, in a casino, there was an attack using a fish tank thermometer in order to infiltrate the casino's wireless network and then extract a high roller database that's really valuable information for that business. And the lesson there is that you're only as secure as your least secure point. Just because a device is simple, like a fish tank thermometer, doesn't mean it's okay to be lax about its security. So that side is, you know, the importance of securing your IoT devices. Let's talk about the benefits as well. So IoT, you know, provides a huge opportunity for businesses and consumers, and it's sort of been discussed a lot. But let's just look at it through a simple example, which is servicing devices. And that's a concept across many enterprises, industrial, hospitality, and so on, right? You've got a sea of devices out there, and you need to keep them serviced. So for non-connected devices, you've got a choice. You can learn about failures because they happen, and then someone notices it, reports it, and then, you know, you might discover, oh, I need a truck roll to find out what's going on. Oh, it needs this part, so you need another truck roll to replace it, right? Or you might find out about, you might deal with the fact that devices failed through scheduled maintenance. So you go ahead and send people out to service these devices, hopefully ahead of any failure. But of course, this is inefficient as well, because you might be servicing devices which wouldn't actually have needed service for, a long time. So by connecting these devices in Internet of Things scenarios, you can, first of all, find out proactively about failures. So when something goes wrong, it tells you what's wrong with it. Sometimes even you could fix that failure remotely using software. But even in the case of hardware fixes, you can find out much more information about what needs to be serviced with the device. And then, of course, you can also start thinking about predictive maintenance. So can the device monitor itself and send you information so that you can determine proactively when a device needs servicing ahead of time and fix it before it breaks? And that can reduce downtime down to zero without incurring the cost of the scheduled maintenance on all the devices all the time.
Wow, that's so useful, though, I guess, for limited of resources. We're always trying to reduce the amount of work that people need to do, also get into the right place at the right time. So, thank you for sharing that. Hopefully that was really useful for the audience to understand where and why and how we might use these things. But let me ask you, because I think this is what what I'm personally quite excited about. Can you tell us more how Microsoft are using this in our own data centers?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Microsoft's data centers are a prime place where you've got lots of hardware that needs servicing. And they're, of course, business critical. They're critical for us. They're critical for our customers who run their workloads there. It's also incredibly important that they have the highest level of security. So you can't deploy things throughout data centers, just like the fish stack example. You know, you'd compromise the security of the data center if you put infrastructure within there that wasn't at the highest level of security. So when we think about this infrastructure, we're thinking about power distribution units, air handling units, things that keep the servers going. And what our data center team wanted to do is to connect these things up with infrastructure so that they could take advantage of the data from those units remotely. And with Azure Sphere, they found a secure solution for doing that that gave them the confidence to proceed and connect up these pieces of infrastructure. So they use Azure Sphere in what we call a guardian scenario. That's where existing equipment is there and you can connect it to networks through an Azure Sphere guardian module, which is in turn, you know, connected on one side to the existing equipment and on the other side to a network. That way, the existing equipment isn't directly exposed to the network. And using Azure Sphere, the data center team have created a connected ecosystem where all the infrastructure in a data center can be connected and monitored.
Fabulous. And I guess those guardian devices are super important for just being able to connect many things with inside and then that being the piece that actually connects to the net. That was a great explanation. Thank you for sharing that. I guess as well, if some of our audience are looking to to use Azure Sphere in their organization, not that we want to like share our own dirty laundry or anything, but like what key learnings have we had from doing this ourselves?
Yeah, well, so the data center team have been using Azure Sphere to achieve the benefits I described earlier. So by avoiding blind scheduled maintenance and also reducing reactive maintenance and instead having more proactive and predictive maintenance. And that allows them to reduce the data center running costs and reduce the instances of downtime on that infrastructure. And the other benefit here is by having the diagnostics data connected up, you can more easily learn and share those learnings between data centers. So knowledge that you get from failures or incidents in one data center, if the data is online, can then be shared more easily worldwide because the devices are connected.
Fabulous. And can you give us an example of some of the safety protocols that have actually been informed from that data that we used Azure Sphere from?
Yeah, so in addition to the data gathering side of things, the data center team also used Azure Sphere to improve incident monitoring and response and improve worker safety, which is very, very important. So by integrating electrical power monitoring and incident monitoring systems, when someone opens the wrong panel in a data center, the wrong power panel, a security alert can be created. And of course, opening that panel, that creates a risk. It creates a risk to the servers because you turn the switch off and the servers might go down if you turn off the wrong switch. But it also creates huge risk to the individual if they've opened up the wrong panel by mistake, because data centers consume a lot of power. So, you know, that's it's a big personal risk potentially. So going further than that, the team also used Azure Sphere to create a klaxon siren and an and-on light, which is one of these sort of red, yellow, green lights that you often see in industrial settings. I actually seen them in supermarkets as well. And so that can better inform people. If you're working in the data center, by being integrated with the work plan, you can be told, okay, this is safe to open or not safe to open. It can set off alarms when you accidentally make a mistake and allow you to back up and correct before that mistake goes further and becomes a hazard to either humans or to the servers.
Fantastic. It's good to hear we're looking after people within our data centers, even though I understand there's not actually that many people within inside the data center, but it's amazing to see what we can get those insights from the data. And we know it's like so secure and is kind of not the fish tank example. So I guess now we've learned a bit about Azure Sphere. We heard a bit about how it's incorporated in Microsoft data centers. I guess, I mean, what's next? What's next for Azure Sphere in our data centers?
Yeah, I think the most exciting thing for me is that Azure Sphere has given our data center operations team a freedom to innovate by making it possible to connect this equipment securely and join up the data. You start to see, innovation like, you know, the automation of lights and alarms and so on. So I think this is really just the start of our journey to use IoT in data centers to make them more efficient, to reduce downtime and to improve safety.
Fantastic. So, yeah, I guess everyone keep an eye out for what's happening with Azure Sphere as we move forward. And I guess that kind of eases nicely, James, into kind of those call to actions. You have a teammate, right, that has done a session at Build already on May the 19th. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Galen Hunt, who's the leader of the Azure Sphere team, he has a Build session on May 19th that you should be able to check out. There's also a blog post with some more information about our integration of Azure Sphere in our data centers, and I believe we have a link for that.
We do. That link is aka.ms/AzureSphereMCIO. And if you go there, yeah, you can go and check out a blog post written by the team and start to learn more. And I guess there's loads of great information in the docs as well, is there, James?
Sure, absolutely. With Azure Sphere, we have, you just search it up and you can find the website to go and find out more. We hope that Internet of Things can create a lot of value for businesses and enable transformation of businesses. And we hope that Azure Sphere will enable you to do that securely, as well as quickly and productively.
Fantastic. And not to put you on the spot, but if people were umming and ahhing about what they should do with Azure Sphere, what's your sort of first point of contact for them? What would you say they do next if they're going, yep, I need this?
Yeah, it's really easy to give it a go. So you can go and buy a dev board like this. It just plugs in with one USB cable into your PC. And within Visual Studio, after downloading the SDK, you can quickly get started playing with examples, samples that we have up on GitHub to try out, debugging within Visual Studio or Visual Studio code. That's real, debugging, including hitting breakpoints and so on. So there's a lot of different example code out there that can help you get started with all the different scenarios that you might want to build with IoT. So give it a go and start to think about how IoT can create value for your business.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us, James. That's all we've got time for at the moment.
Thank you.
It was really interesting to hear about Azure Sphere.